The study comes at a time when the Federal Drug Administration is moving slowly towards approving over-the-counter sales of the drug known as Plan B, the brand name for emergency contraception. But study author Dr. Serena Schrager says even if it is approved, many women either don't know about it or aren't getting accurate information about how to use it. Anti-abortion groups insist it causes an early abortion, but Schrager says it's simply a high-dose birth control pill that prevents pregnancy from occurring if taken within 72 hours of unprotected sex.
This is not a medicine that would end a pregnancy if a pregnancy already existed.
The study urges doctors to talk about Plan B with their patients during annual checkups and even suggests giving advance prescriptions so young women will have it available when they need it. Schrager says doctors' groups that include physicians who oppose Plan B should agree to refer patients to doctors who are willing to prescribe it.
So that a woman doesn't call on a Friday evening and find that the doctor who's on call all weekend long won't prescribe the emergency contraception and therefore she doesn't get it.
But it would be better if she didn't get it, according to Matt Sandy of Pro-Life Wisconsin. Sandy says Plan B does cause a chemical abortion of a fertilized egg, and he says not enough is known about the drug's side effects to promote its wider use.
Remember, this is a very powerful steroidal drug regimen, and so we simply don't know what long-term effects this pill can have. And of course, we know that it offers no protection against sexually transmitted diseases, including AIDS.
But the authors of the new study say the drug has been around for 3 decades, and enough is known about it for doctors to be able to responsibly prescribe it and help reduce both unwanted pregnancies and abortions. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.